Hello, everybody. So this week I've been paying attention to James Gunn, the pervert in Hollywood, who sent out, it was discovered that he sent out all these disgusting tweets about raping little boys and paedophilia, gay sex with little boys, all this kind of thing. And there's been a big song and dance about it, and he's been sort of run out of the Hollyweird system, if you like. And obviously, as usual, the lefties said he was a victim, and the centrists were crying over free speech, and because that's the highest ideal, individualism. And the American conservatives were feeling a little bit proud of themselves that they'd taken a scalp from the liberals in Hollywood. And we all know who runs Hollywood. We're on YouTube. What I thought was interesting was that Spike Online, which is a sort of left libertarian, it's all about free speech and individualism, and they defended it. They wanted to defend his free speech and say that he had the right to do these tweets, and that the right were the same as the left, and they were just a bunch of right-wing snowflakes, and they were carrying out a witch hunt. And I thought that was interesting to get into on this video. So that's mainly what I'm going to get into. And I think according to Spike, it comes down to principles. But whose principles and why should we care about them? What principles are more important than having this bloke pump out tweets about fisting little boys, for Christ's sake? And all of this way of thinking, the unfettered, the individualism and the free speech as the absolute pinnacle of civilization as an ideal comes from classic liberalism, the Enlightenment. And a pivotal character in the Enlightenment was René Descartes. And René Descartes was famous for saying, "I think, therefore I am." And what he meant is that everything around you can be doubted and questioned, but one thing is certain. You exist because you think, and as such, you're an individual or an ego, first and foremost. You then move on to understand the world after first internalizing the fact that you exist and you are an individual. That should be your starting point. And the German philosopher Hegel, well, he wasn't very impressed with this. Hegel pointed out that Descartes was a Frenchman, thinking in the French language and writing in Latin. Descartes says, "I think, therefore I am," but he's writing in a distinct language or a distinct people from a part of the world where such philosophizing was the fashion at that specific time. Everything is related to what came before. One thing leads to another. Hegel referred to these people as skeptics, and yeah. Many of us are aware of where this comes from. The problem with classic liberalism is that it has a complete disregard for a wider context. They fail to see that one thing leads to another and that one event is contingent upon another. So with that said, let's get back to these paedophile tweets and the culture war and Spike and the classic liberal view that all speech should be tolerated. The situation we have now is that the so-called J-left is turning European nations into sewers by the day. It gets worse. But that's their mission. That's their goal. In theory, the right is supposed to be representing the spirit of European man and woman, their will and their push towards something more virtuous, pure and strong and so on. But the centrists have no higher purpose. And they can't, because if your first and most important frame of reference is yourself and your own individuality, then there can't be anything beyond that, because one thing or idea does not naturally lead to another, according to them. So in the case of James Gunn's tweets, there's just an individual posting something stupid and other individuals taking offense to it without any wider context, without any wider implications. And that's it. That's where it ends. Except it doesn't. As Hegel explained, one scenario emerges from a previous one. what Spaked and the Free Speech Warriors are doing is actually facilitating the normalization of child rape. If everything is leading to something else and the liberalist ideal of the individual is sham, then it actually does matter when influential people like to joke about sexually abusing children. Or for that matter, the normalization of buggery or trannies, miscegenation, or whatever horrors the JLF sewer spits out at us. So what does it actually mean when a cultural figurehead makes jokes about sodomizing little boys? To the moral mind, it means that your culture is a cesspit run by psychotics. To the classic liberal, it means individuals are being individuals. I'll give an example of what I want to mean about one thing leading to another. The normalization of gay sex. So young girls now are pressured and are letting their boyfriend, many, not all of course, but many are being pressured and allowing their boyfriends to do anal sex on them. But they don't want it. But the problem was, in the past, it would be easy because the weight was then on her side. The weight of the culture was on her side. And the gay sex was seen as being perverted and unnatural and abnormal. And it was sort of demonized and thought of as weird and dirty. But now that we've normalized gay sex, it's the other way around. Now that it's normal and it's taught in schools as being normal, so now the onus is on the young girl to explain why she doesn't want that done. You see? But in classic liberal theory, this is just two individuals making choices. Once again, the wider context and the asking of why these cultural changes happen is totally left unexplored because there's no higher purpose. There's no higher set of ideals. It's up to individuals in the here and now to make decisions because, as Hegel said today, thought of Descartes, you're not just atomized. And so we know what the negative is. It's the endless descent into the manure of the global homo left cabal. We know what the positive is. Nationalism, traditionalism, religion, real conservative, broadly speaking. So what is the neutral? It's the radical fence-sitter. It's the I think, therefore I am. I, me. My right to fill up everybody's minds with pig's will. My freedom to do. And here's the thing, their freedom that they're so proud of, their individuality, amounts to them sitting in a pond of filth. And they don't even understand the historic and philosophical forces which dunk them in it. Instead, they argue that people have the right to chuck in even more shit because that's what freedom is all about. So Mr. Goldberg comes along and he says, all right, boys, mind if I throw another few buckets of shit in there? And then they say, yeah, that's your freedom. Go for it. Living in the stench of somebody else's worldview while not having the framework to understand the arcs of history because it amounts to nothing else but random individuals making their own choices without being influenced by a wider narrative. That's the problem they find themselves in, and that's the problem we all find ourselves in. Fundamentally, we no longer want the freedom to simply do. Instead, we want the freedom to be. And in order to get there, we're going to have to shut a few mouths. And it feels good to do it. Every time the right, again, broadly speaking, scores a little victory, it's like the stench is being cleared from all this Talmudic filth that we have to wade through has just been sort of cleared out just a little bit. You get like a little bit of crisp, fresh air from it, you see. And when you see some pervert in Hollywood get run out of town, even though it was a cynical move from Disney, because I don't believe the people who run Disney give a shit about why. In fact, I know for a fact they don't. But even then, there's this one little victory where this pervert was run out of town or shut down, and you can sense it. You can sense that the forces of good have have prevailed just in that one small way. The true role of the right is not to listen to and take seriously every sowarat and pervert who fills up the cultural space with manure, but to enforce order and a higher set of ideals and morality while understanding why these things matter. So yes, I would like to see more right-wing witch hunts, please. Many more. Let's clear the air. I'll see you next time. Thank you very much.